You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
Today's halftime show presented by the Asbury Park Press, your number one source of local news and information at the Jersey Shore. The Asbury Park Press, a proud sponsor of Monmouth University Athletics. And pretty much on cue, let's ring in Josh Newman, who covers Monmouth University Athletics for the Asbury Park Press. You can read Josh's columns every day in the paper and online as well in his great work that he does. And certainly a busy time for you here as Monmouth leads 17-7 over Gardner-Webb, that crossover between the fall sports and the spring sports. You cover some high school stuff as well. It's one of those crazy times to be a sports reporter.
Yeah, no matter what you're doing, high school, college, this month of November, you're at the tail end of football and basketball's getting ready to start and you're doing preview stuff for basketball, and now a day like today you have a football game in the afternoon and the men's hoop team plays at night. It's busy, but it's also a great time of year.
Yeah, it certainly is. Let's talk about this one a little bit, Josh. It would be a big win for Monmouth, from a lot of different perspectives. You get a winning season on the year. You get the first Big South win kind of out of the way, so you don't have to really think about it and worry about it during the course of the offseason.
Yeah, I was talking to Kevin Callahan earlier this week, and we talked about, what would the final game of the season mean? Going into the offseason, getting ready for the spring, you look at things differently, 5-6 against 6-5, ending the season with a loss versus a win. So if they can get a win here and, end on a high note, I think it bodes well moving forward.
So far here for Monmouth, obviously the biggest play in this game was that fake punt, which I will readily admit kind of fooled me right from the outset. I thought Ryan Moore did a great job of selling it, and it's really turned out to be a huge play as Monmouth, I hate to say comfortably up by 10, but that was a turning point in this football game.
Yeah, you know what, their offense hasn't produced much. They had the two scoring drives early, but they had short fields off turnovers. That fake punt by Morrow, that was actually the best offense that they've had. It doesn't really feel like they're up 17-7, but, here we are. They are up 17-7. Their defense, I feel like, has played very well. They've kept their quarterback, Lucas Beatty, in check most of the day here so far.
When you think of it for Monmouth, a win here today, you look back at the last couple of years, 6-6 in 2013, 5-5 in 2012. You've got to go to 2008 to find when Monmouth had a winning record. They finished at 7-4, a game under in 2009, rough season in 2010, and then a game under in 2011. The direction of the program would dare I say, trending right now upward, because you've got so much good things going on. You've got full scholarships that you can now start to offer, and even a player that would maybe start to consider some other schools. The biggest difference now is Monmouth being to say, hey, you don't have to take a half scholarship. We can give you the full boat. And what we've seen in the Big South is Monmouth, struggle to get wins, but certainly be very competitive. And I don't think ever walking off the field in any of their losses, maybe short of the Charleston Southern one, which just was a rough day from start to finish for a lot of different reasons, walking off the field even last week against Coastal Carolina saying, hey, we're just out of our depth. We can't compete in this league.
And there's no shame in that. There's not many teams in this country in FCS that can really play with Coastal Carolina, who's number one in the nation. As you said, the Presbyterian game was there for the taking. Charleston Southern definitely was not their day. Liberty, they had them on the ropes. Coastal, that game was competitive for a while, and now this game, they're in control. As you said, I think, the trajectory of the program is definitely trending upwards. They've done a good job recruiting, the staff since August, since training camp started. The staff is very, very high on this true freshman class. Guys like Cody Williams and Reggie White Jr., a wideout, Michael Jolly, a running back. They really need to keep up that recruiting momentum if that trajectory is really going to stay upwards.
I think the one difference that we've seen is everybody just, I think, makes it pretty simple, which is, I think, a common mistake. But you say, okay, Monmouth has 50 scholarships and Gardner-Webb or Coastal Carolina has 63 or whatever the situation might be for some of the other schools that Monmouth has been playing. But I don't think people fully understand that, yes, Monmouth does have now some full scholarship guys, but all those guys are really young. You look at the secondary, for an example, as we have really all season long, but you're starting three true freshmen back there in Aroha and Basile and Marcus Leslie, plus the guys who have been rotating in that back four. I think that's going to be where the difference starts to be made as those full scholarship guys get older, and then Monmouth can start to fill in underneath. It's almost reverse right now. The older experienced guys are the holdover guys a little bit from the NEC, and the young guys are the full scholarship ones.
And I couldn't have said it any better. The entire the entire secondary, you know, the guys you mentioned, Mike Basile, Marcus Leslie, Kamau Dumas, Lakeith Celestine, young guys just coming into their own, not a lot of experience. But now the key is you need to keep recruiting those, you know, the full scholarships. You know, it's really paying dividends, and it's young right now. It's a process, but if they can keep it rolling here, they'll get there. It's not going to happen right away, but they are going to get there.
17-7, Monmouth leading at the half over Gardner-Webb. Josh Newman of the Asbury Park Press stopping by and giving us some time as the Hawks looking for their first win in league play here. Obviously, you mentioned a busy day on campus. You saw the basketball team open last night with a 73-50 win over Bethune-Cookman. And I, you know, followed the game. It was broadcast in a high school football game last night, followed the game on Twitter, and I saw someone make a comment to you. Was Monmouth that good or Bethune-Cookman that bad? And your response was both. I'm not sure how good they are, but Monmouth did look good last night in their home opener.
Monmouth did look good, and when things are rolling like they were last night, they're going to play 10 guys. They don't have to tax anybody, putting anybody out there 32, 34 minutes like they had to do last week at West Virginia. You know, I don't think we really learned anything that we didn't already know about Monmouth. Now, tonight against Central Connecticut, and tomorrow against Towson. Towson's really the game that I'm really curious to see. You know, that team won 27 games last year. They graduated four seniors, but head coach Pat Scarry has really gotten that program going. And, you know, if Monmouth can get out of this weekend with three wins, I think you're going to really have some high hopes for the rest of the season, especially going to Maryland and to SMU next weekend.
You would think, at least on paper, Monmouth would be considered a favorite tonight. Calvin Yalas, the outstanding guard for Central Connecticut, won't play. 17-7, we're out here the half. So, Monmouth, one final question football-wise to kind of wrap things up. With a win here today, Monmouth finishing at 6-5, 1-4 in the league play. From some of the other media perspectives, you know, so many people listen to Eddie and I talk about, and we are certainly pro-Monmouth, though we try to be as unbiased as possible. But you talking to other people around the league, where does Monmouth kind of sit right now in the Big South footprint as you talk to other media members in the league?
To be completely honest, coming into this season, I don't think people knew what to make of Monmouth, and I still don't really think people know what to make of Monmouth. You know, the hierarchy within the Big South, it's pretty clear right now. It's Coastal, Carolina, Liberty, Charleston Southern. Nobody really knows what to make of Monmouth. A northern school, those are all southern schools. Nobody down there really pays attention to the Northeast. I really kind of feel like the jury's still out in terms of what the people down there think of the football that they're playing up here.
Josh, thanks for coming by. Dare I say, brave the elements, and you can head back into the nice, comfy confines of the Monmouth Stadium press box for the second half. Good to see you.
Thanks for the time, Matt.
Josh Newman, of course, the Asbury Park Press beat writer for Monmouth Athletics. You can follow his game story in this one today. Follow him on Twitter, and of course, he'll be covering the basketball season during the course of the year as well. We'll step out of here, take a 2-minute timeout. We'll come back with the scoreboard. It is Monmouth 17, Gardner-Webb 7. We're back with more Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
8728 or visit them online at scalaspizzeria.com. Scala's Pizzeria, where families and friends meet to eat.
You're listening to the Monmouth Hawks on the Shore Sports Network. News Talk Radio WOBM AM 1160 and 1310 and WOBMAM.com.
I'll ask you about it later. Back here at the break, 17-7 the score. Time to take a look at our Coke Zero out-of-town scoreboard on our halftime show, which is presented, as always, by the Asbury Park Press. Big game in the league today in the Big South with a conference championship and an automatic bid on the line. They have not quite reached the half in that Liberty-Coastal Carolina game, still early on in the second quarter. And Liberty, believe it or not, still maintaining a 3-0 advantage. The ramifications of that game are huge. Liberty, with the win, would get the automatic bid as they would finish at 4-1, give Coastal Carolina a 4-1 record in league play, and based off the head-to-head, would get the automatic bid for the FCS playoffs. Now, Coastal's certainly going to get an at-large bid, but you almost think it would be, and I hate to say this because both teams were very nice to us, so I hate to pick sides in this game, but from a league perspective, you're almost better off having Liberty win. Coastal probably still getting a high seed and at least a couple of home games, and you get two teams into the league playoffs rather than just one. The other game going on right now is Georgia 38 and Charleston Southern 3. Bulldogs, obviously, top 10 team in the country. Let's go to the rest of the top 25 board as there is a slew of games taking place. A lot of them obviously big. It's Ohio State leading Indiana 14-13. That game just starting at the beginning of the third quarter. Michigan State blowing out Rutgers 35-0 That game is at the half out in East Lansing. Washington State leading Arizona State 7-0. Oklahoma 7, Kansas nothing. It's Nebraska leading Minnesota 21-7. Coming up a bit later on today, number 1 Alabama home for Western Carolina. Colorado will play at Oregon. It's third-ranked Florida State home for Boston College. Number 4 Mississippi State welcoming in Vandy. Number 7 Baylor home for Oklahoma State. Ole Miss will play at Arkansas. Number 9 UCLA welcoming in number 19 USC. 14th-ranked Auburn home for Samford. Number 15, Arizona at number 17, Utah. Number 16, Wisconsin will play at Iowa. Number 20, Missouri at Tennessee. Number 22, Clemson welcoming in Georgia State. And number 24, Louisville will play at Notre Dame. We are at the half here with, again, Monmouth leading Gardner-Webb by a score of 17-7. We will step out and take a 3-minute timeout. When we come back, Eddie Iacopinti run through the stats for you, and we'll get you set for the start of half number 2. Hawks up by 10. You're listening to Monmouth Hawks football on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Network.
This is the Shore Sports Network, WOBM Lakewood Township, WADB Asbury Park. Listen online at WOBMAM.com. News Talk Radio, WOBM AM 1160 and 1310.
And we welcome you high above the field here at Monmouth Stadium, back here on our Asbury Park Press halftime show. Hawks on top of Gardner-Webb, 17-7 as we wind down our halftime. We'd like to thank our good buddy Josh Newman for joining us and talk to my broadcast partner, Matt Harmon, about not only this, but hoops this evening in the MAC, 7:30, Monmouth, Central Connecticut State, to renew acquaintances, the old NEC rival. Hawks here on the football side of things have retaken the field, just about ready as they're going to get all warmed up. And I took a quick look at statistics. Monmouth all over Gardner-Webb in this one, 17-7. When we come back, I believe it'll be Gardner-Webb football to begin things in this contest. It was a good first 30 minutes of action. LaVon Chaney with a touchdown. Defense forced a couple of turnovers. And up until this point in the game, it has been all Monmouth, even though the bigger point right now, with the score 17-7, and a point I keep bringing up to Matt and on our broadcast here, the wind has all 24 points. Every single point scored in this game has been scored going left to right, and the wind is blowing in that same direction. So we'll keep an eye on that as we get ourselves ready for the third and fourth quarters, the final two quarters of the Monmouth football season. And then again, this evening, game 3, men's basketball. Hawks 1-1, looking to go over 500 in year 4 of head coach King Rice's era. Coach Rice awarded an extension, 3-year extension, earlier this basketball season. Deservedly so, with the way his team has played in these first couple of contests. Take our final halftime break here on our Asbury Park Press halftime show. When we come back, Matt will rejoin me. It'll be the Hawks and Running Bulldogs from Gardner-Webb, our final 30 minutes of football here in the Monmouth season. Looking forward to bringing you right back here. A couple of minute timeout, we'll bring you back high above the field here at Monmouth Stadium on the Shore Sports and Monmouth Digital Networks.